Triple team traffic over to KSL's traffic center. And Ricky, we still have emergency problems out there?
We do. Now it looks like Layton and Kaysville have the stop and go speeds. And if you're headed northbound on I-15, just trying to get out of downtown, it's heavy and a little slow up to the north interchange. But the solid slowdowns are waiting for you from Lagoon up to Clearfield and Hill Air Force Base. Now, we had an accident on the southbound side of I-15 at Church Street in Layton, but where we're seeing slowdowns goes from Riverdale Road down to SR-193, northbound Highway 89. Really one long stretch of slowing as you're going from Farmington up to I-84. Jared Auger?
Ricky, another crash in Parley's Canyon, eastbound I-80, about 4 miles into the canyon. This is blocking the center and left lanes of travel. It just happened. Police just arrived, and you're going to see some heavy stacking delays from the mouth of the canyon all the way up to the golf course. Also, rolling delays approaching Highway 40, the exit to go southbound headed towards Jordan. Now we have a crash on Highway 40. That's keeping the delays backed up onto I-80 as you try to make that exit. Mark?
Well, northbound I-15 is pretty ugly delays right now coming from Point of the Mountain to about 106 south in the Sandy region. And I-15 southbound is delayed as well, south Salt Lake down to about Rio Tinto Stadium. Now, the sensor boards are lighting up green. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not slow, but the West Belt does not look as heavy as it might normally do on the way down to the Maverick Center, Taylorsville, West Valley City area. Bangor Highway, 5600 West, slow, but nothing too brutal there. Just in time for back to school. Siegel Book has discounted all sweet, salt, modest clothing, 20 to 60%. Hurry in for best selection. Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.